On this edition of Audio Berkman.
The deeper the penetration of the technology, the deeper the penetration of the content, the more we have the ability to improve everyone's lives.
Brad Patrick, outside counsel to the Wikimedia Foundation on Wikipedia, Wikimedia, and the law. For Audio Berkman, I'm Colin Rinesmith. The Wikimedia Foundation asks us to imagine a world in which every single person is given free access to the sum of all human knowledge. To help us imagine this world and its legal implications, we'll hear from Brad Patrick of the law firm Fowler, White, Boggs & Banker. The following talk was presented on January 31st, 2006, part of the Tuesday Luncheon series, at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School. Audio Berkman is brought to you by the Berkman Center for Internet and Society on the web at cyber.law.harvard.edu.
Hi, I'm Brad Patrick, and I'm going to be speaking to you for a little while today. First, let me thank everyone who's here. I really appreciate your coming out and expressing, obviously, with your presence, some interest in this this thing of ours called Wikipedia. I titled my talk today, Wither Wikipedia, Practical Legal Challenges. And just so everyone's clear on where I'm coming from, the Wikimedia Foundation is my client. I practice in private practice with a big law firm in Florida. I'm licensed in Florida, and my and Washington State, but my primary interest with respect to Wikipedia is trying to guide the board and the organization as best I can as they move forward in what is obviously a tremendously expansive host of projects, but also a real legal minefield in a lot of different ways. And it's exciting to find other people to talk with about this who are at least somewhat interested. I've kind of worn out my wife's ear on explaining how cool all this stuff is. We have a three-month-old child, so it kind of makes it a little tough to focus on that when you're being drooled on. So let me begin with a couple of quotations. This one came in my mailbox this morning. A satiated man and a starving man do not see the same thing when they gaze upon a loaf of bread. And I think that for many people, Wikipedia may not be the same as many other people see Wikipedia, and that's something that's very important to keep in mind. The second is, it must be realized that there is nothing more difficult to plan, more uncertain of success, or more dangerous to manage than the establishment of a new order of things. That's a quote from Machiavelli. So what are we talking about here? Wikipedia, and please note the R on the registration for Wikipedia, which is now a registered trademark in the United States. Wikipedia is the project that is owned by the Wikimedia Foundation, Inc. It is a Florida not-for-profit corporation. It is a 501c3 in the United States. It is run by a board of trustees numbering 5. It has reached as high as the top 15 on Alexa.com in terms of its global reach, which is really quite extraordinary for something that is this conglomeration of effort by so many people. We have physical assets. There are lots of servers. I will be using the term we. Please do not associate me as being a board member or anything like that. I'm outside counsel. That's my role. But for convenience, I'll use we to refer to the foundation today in my talk. In addition, we have an intellectual property portfolio, which consists of the Wikipedia marks and the most valuable asset, the Wikipedia.org domain name, which is obviously well, very, very well known throughout the Internet and around the world. Well, what else is Wikipedia? Wikipedia is a collection of online communities and projects. Just for clarity, is there anyone here who has not seen Wikipedia? Okay, I didn't think so, but I figured I'd better ask. We might take a look at a page or two later. It is obviously available in dozens of languages, the most numerous being English. We're almost up to 950,000 articles. We'll be topping 1 million in the foreseeable future. I think the betting is still open, SJ, if I'm not mistaken, for what the content of the millionth article on Wikipedia will be. Obviously, there are thousands of volunteers who make Wikipedia what it is. From the lowly user who just simply finds it in a Google search for something that they're looking for, to the editors who spend many of them many, many, many hours every day reviewing their favorite pages to see what all is going on and to contribute new ones. Administrators or admins, as they're called in the community, whose responsibilities include a whole host of different things, new page patrol, squashing vandals and trolls and various ne'er-do-wells who would do the Wikipedia harm. Stewards, who are a step up from that, who have a greater level of responsibility and access. ARBCOM, which is short for the Arbitration Committee, a dispute resolution center, all handled virtually, which intends to reconcile conflict between various Wikipedians who are unable to play nice with one another. OTRS, which is a ticketing system used internally to the organization to monitor requests that come in by email. There are various email addresses that people send stuff to. It could be, we'd like to give you a bunch of money, to, we'd like to know why you're not doing more in Senegal, to, you know, it could be anything. So that is handled by a group of volunteers who manage that process as well. And also, Wikipedia does have user groups that is specifically chapters associated in some countries, more coming all the time, whose primary focus is on the collective of those in their various countries and languages. So that's all part of what Wikipedia is. I'd like to differentiate, for purposes of this discussion, two things, which I'm going to put in quotes here, content and administration. Content is the term I'm using to describe daily operations. That is the regular stuff of what's going on every day on Wikipedia, 24 hours, 7 days a week around the world, which is new pages are being created, edits are happening all the time. There are vandals who are out there trying to do bad things to pages all the time. There is a whole subculture of individuals who see themselves as being the guardians of good editing and who seek to undo or what in the culture we call revert pages who have experienced poor deletion or poor editing. I have the term VFD up here, which is vote for deletion, although I just checked the article a moment ago and found out that it is now officially AFD for articles for deletion, which involves a community consensus as to whether pages in conflict should be allowed to continue or not. The principle of NN, or non-notable, for people who would use vanity pages to try to spread the word for their particular book or, you know, what have you. So that's kind of the day-to-day stuff that's going on the content side. In addition, and this is really, it can't be underscored enough, this is the definition of the role of the community. This is the where people like you who are interested in Wikipedia have a chance to do that which so many people never do, which is to contribute their verse. They have an opportunity to contribute a line here or there, or an article here or there, or a photograph here or there, to be able to make things better, to be able to improve the quality and the reach of Wikipedia in any language. I'm obviously primarily an English user. I can barely speak anything else and don't try to, in the, certainly in the presence of others. So what I look at is really my effort to understand where the issues are and where the boundaries are between different parts of the community, understand how they are synchronous or asynchronous, and what can be done to try to help move the group forward in that regard. There's obviously a prevailing ethos. There's a set of guidelines. Some are more closely held than others, but certainly there are common understandings among this community of users about what is and isn't permissible, and the way that the community is going to govern itself. Again, I'm speaking solely about content. another thing that's notable is that there are elections for various things. There are just recently there were elections for stewards. Two of the five board positions are conducted through elections among those in the community. And obviously, as we just discussed with respect to articles for deletion, there are many situations every day where people have an opportunity to offer their two cents on a particular issue, a particular interpretation of something on a page, and to decide what will or won't stay as part of the text of the encyclopedia. Now, to contrast that, the content side, on the administrative side, I'd like to assure everyone, and for those of you in the listening audience, there is, in fact, an office. there really is a guy who answers the telephone. There really are people who get the mail and try to do the regular day-to-day boring bookkeeping and record keeping and all of that stuff that is fundamental to an organization that has such a wide reach. As popularity for Wikipedia has increased over the last, certainly a couple of years, but certainly over the last couple of months, we've seen a spectacular increase in traffic and attention and discussion in the popular press, which has led to more and more and more press inquiries, some in this country, some elsewhere. Because of the way the clock and time zones work, it is very often the case that my BlackBerry is ringing off the hook with new messages very, very, very early in the morning as something happens in Germany or somewhere in the EU. So as the founder of the organization, Jimmy Wales, is fond of saying, we're open 24/7. And never has that been driven home more clearly to me than since I started working for Wikipedia. It's really an extraordinary thing to see how dynamic the communities can be all the time. I should add fundraising in there. We just came off a very successful round of fundraising, the largest donor drive in the organization's history, which pulled in just shy of $400,000 at the end of December and beginning of January. So fiscally, the fundraising aspect is something that we've been very lucky to have the support of so many donors, of very small amounts, but many, many donors contributing their bits here and there, and it adds up, and it's been really, really good for the organization. Also on the administrative side, I've defined what is really the role of the foundation, and I want to distinguish the foundation as the legal entity from the community. We're talking there about trusteeship, the fiduciary responsibility that's owed by a nonprofit organization. We're talking about corporate governance in the sense of how the foundation is going to run itself and how it is going to reconcile its role as a corporate body with the standards and mores and expectations of a community. There's obviously an audit function and the boring stuff like that, that pesky legal requirements that we keep bumping into. But then the other thing that's really exciting is the opportunity that the foundation has to really decide what kind of policies it wants. The mission of the organization, the old saw about you should be able to say what the mission of the organization is to someone in an elevator. And what I tell people when they ask what is this Wikipedia is that the mission of the foundation is to allow anyone on the planet with an internet connection to have the sum of all human knowledge available to them in their own language. And then I say, pause. And it's always good to, start small, don't you think? But, it's true. I mean, if you look at what the world is changed by, it's changed by people with a good idea who are willing to put energy and really put their blood, sweat, and tears into advancing that one itty-bitty step at a time. If you think about however many, I've ever quantified it, but however many million edits we're talking about to create this thing, that's online today, it's really breathtaking. And a note I put down here, not anywhere close to being an exhaustive list for what the community or what the foundation does, but this is intended to be suggestive. So the legal team, there's this guy named Jubé. Hey, Jubé. Jean-Baptiste Souffron, he is an attorney in France and is currently a PhD candidate who is studying internet issues. As his PhD, he's obviously focused on Wikipedia. Jean-Baptiste is, we've pretty much divided, let me click up the rest of this. There's me, the light of my life there. The basic division of portfolio we have is that Jean-Baptiste is responsible for the world, and I'm responsible for a little carve-out, which is pretty much governance and litigation, primarily U.S., because of the way that things are structured. They are a Florida corporation. If they get sued, somebody's got to deal with it, and that's really where I come in. In addition, the governance issues with respect to how the board treats things and being able to provide legal counsel to the board within an attorney-client privilege is something that is important to the organization, and that's the role I play as well. And then everything else goes back to Jean-Baptiste. That's kind of how we've been handling it. I'm kidding. There's much, much more to it. And that takes the form of several other named individuals and a whole bunch of others. Two other attorneys of note are Thorsten Feldman in Germany, who's handling the litigation that made some news a few weeks ago regarding the hacker Tron. A gentleman named Alex Roschak, who's an attorney up in Brooklyn in New York, or I guess down in Brooklyn. I'm sitting here at Harvard. He is a copyright specialist and has helped with a lot of copyright-related issues. And there also exists this thing called JuryWiki, which is an internal list that's a closed list for people within the legal community associated with Wikipedia to be able to obtain counsel from various people, kind of throw out ideas with a whole host of different people, a very diverse group of practitioners, to be able to contribute ideas about upcoming issues or things that might be of note. So, what are we talking about here? What is the scope of stuff that the foundation has to deal with? I'm just going to click through this list briefly. Obviously, governance. From where I sit, the perspective of how to reconcile, on the one hand, this vibrant community with thousands of people, you know, that is as flat an organization as has ever been devised to run such a simple project. Simple, in quotes. On the other hand, you have this tiny board working, you know, out of a small office in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's a big range. And how to work together to be able to keep the organization doing what it's doing on both the content side and the administrative side is the challenge. So that's really the thing that occupies a lot of my thought on the best way to be able to communicate while respecting both what the community's interests are and the legal requirements of the board. That's a really significant problem. Strategic planning. If you think about this thing and how it's evolved and how quickly it's evolved, the question one might ask is, what's going to happen in a year? If I ask anyone what Wikipedia was a year ago, how many people in this room would have known what it was? 1 year ago. Okay, handful. I ask it the other way. Who had never heard of Wikipedia? I would be one of them.
Really?
My just a caveat about me. I had no idea what Wikipedia was. I'd heard of something about wikis at one point. I tried to edit a page and got frustrated and forgot about it. And then when Jimmy was guest blogging for your colleague, Professor Lessig, about the 10 things that should be free, that really hit a nerve with me. And I went in search of this guy, Jimmy Wales, found out he lived across the bridge from me, emailed him and said, hey, let's have lunch, and then was deluged with this, what could fairly be called a fascinating set of issues that a growing organization like the Wikimedia Foundation might need some legal assistance with. And that's how I got involved. But turning to that, so we have a concept of strategic planning. How is this thing going to be alive a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 5 years from now, or if you can even imagine 10 years from now, or 20 years from now? How far out do you want to go, and what can you reasonably expect to be the future of this enterprise? And don't just think about your own language. Think about all the other languages that have, you know, 2,000 articles today. What does it mean to be successful? What are the hallmarks of success that Wikipedia should aspire to? And everyone has a stake in that. Everyone has a sense of what they envisage for the organization and how best to put together the resources and the people requirements that are going to be necessary to get there. On the technical side, how are things going to change? You know, 5 years from now, are we all going to have the equivalent of this much data sitting on our cell phones or whatever the implement is that people carry around in 5 years? I don't know. But that's neat stuff, and it's fun to think about, and it's fun to think about how to build the bridges that are going to get us there, preserving the values that already are peculiar to this community. The next item is succession planning. There is a Jimmy Wales. He's the founder of the organization. There's always the bus question. There's anyone who's practiced law will have the concept of what happens if my client gets hit by a bus. And you ask the client, so what happens if you get hit by a bus? And they have to think through that. And one of Jimmy's tasks right now is to think through, Jimmy, what happens if you get hit by a bus? I beg your pardon?
Fun.
Well, not perhaps not for Jimmy. I put a bit of a spin on that. The true question is, it's not just simply about leadership. It's about maintaining the kind of vibrant community that has been a hallmark of Wikipedia to date, and really structuring in as much as possible what can be done to keep that moving forward. And it's a real privilege to know that this summer we're going to have the opportunity to bring together for the second time the community, and to bring them together here for the gathering of Wikimania in August. And it's going to be exciting to be in this country. It's going to be exciting for people who might have a tangential relationship to Wikipedia, and to help make it more real by actually getting to meet some of the people that you've only known by a few initials or a funky handle in the community. That's really helped deepen my understanding of what this is all about, actually getting to meet the individuals involved. So that's going to be exciting. Let's see, financial planning. We have all kinds of questions about how best to structure the financial affairs of the foundation going forward. Fundraising, grants, how are we going to reach out for our larger donors? What are the ways that that can be accomplished? A very exciting area, and we're looking for lots of help in that area as well, because we want people to feel that when they're contributing, they understand that they're supporting a very, very broad mission. And we're trying to make sure, as we've been going through this, that we keep our focus on users, on the community, and making sure that people understand how their donations are being spent. Special projects. This would be just a rhetorical question. What is the role of the organization? Where is its outer limit in terms of what would or would not be appropriate to be something that's handled by the foundation? Should anything be spun off? Should there be new projects started? How? What is their guiding principle going to be? Those are all questions that deserve attention, that require some deep thought and real clarity when it comes to defining the scope of the mission as applied to any particular project. That was a poor sentence, but if you're talking about providing the world's knowledge to everyone in their own language, getting there and being specific requires some real thought. So that, I believe, is where special projects is going to come in. It goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, that Wikipedia is fundamentally an international organization. It is organized in the U.S. It is an American corporation, no question about it, but you can't exist without crossing borders. And understanding each other internationally is a huge component, and is going to be increasingly more important through Wikievangelism in different countries, different cultures, and different languages. That's an essential quality of what's going to happen to the organization moving forward. I put international relations here as a kind of a shorthand for pick a regime, pick the other side of that regime, and then apply to Wikipedia. And there's a good chance there's already a dialogue about it if there isn't already blatant conflict about it. So how to manage that? That's a huge question that very smart, interested people continue to process, and it's a constant source of conversation and a need for real attention as the world shifts day to day. And then the last point I wanted to mention was that BlackBerry ringing off the hook notwithstanding, the question of global communication and management, multinational corporations, for-profit corporations that span the globe have a huge problem with communication, and it's really no different for Wikipedia. You have problems getting people to be able to talk to each other at the same time. If they're in New Zealand, if they're in Germany, if they're, you know, wherever they are. And making sure that the people who are interested in a particular issue have an opportunity to be on IRC together or be able to actually have real-time communication is something that is an extraordinarily difficult thing to accomplish, with any consistency. It's better to put together a conference. You see a bunch of people, you're able to talk, it's real-time, and all of that. But it is always going to be a challenge to try to work together around the world. And I just flag that as an issue because it is a foundation concern on how best to communicate with everyone. So, another quote. Nobody made a greater mistake than, and I made this she, who did nothing because she could only do a little. That's Edmund Burke. So, do a little. Join Wikipedia. That's my daughter in her lovely Wikipedia t-shirt. So that's really all that I wanted to say in this context. I have been just blown away by the brilliance and thoughtfulness and real concern about real issues to real lives with this organization. And when you talk with people, and I think of the kind of the paradigmatic ugly American concept of some, oh, what are you doing with some stupid, and you know, everyone asks me, what's the business model? You know, they want to know, how are you making money off this? And I say, well, we've got this donate here button, and people donate money, and they look at me like I'm crazy, and I say, well, you pulled in some serious coin. It's a, you know, going in the right direction. But then you ask yourself, what about the effect that this has on a country where free speech is not taken for granted, or where there are challenges, or where there are regimes that have a different view about what ought to be shared. And you have a real opportunity to change people's lives. And the deeper the penetration of the technology, the deeper the penetration of the content, the more we have the ability to improve everyone's lives. So I'm a true believer in that. I love libraries. I love knowledge. I love being able to share it. And I'm really happy that I'm able to share at least a little bit with you all.
You've been listening to the February 2nd, 2006 episode of the Audio Berkman Podcast with Brad Patrick, outside counsel to the Wikimedia Foundation. To hear complete audio from this event, including the Q&A with Brad Patrick, visit our website at cyber.law.harvard.edu/audio. And click on Events Archive. There you will find a list of past Tuesday lunches and other Berkman events. Audio Berkman is brought to you by the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School. For Audio Berkman, I'm Colin Rinesmith. Thanks for listening.